The Gemara in Shabbos says that Lachamei Vesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks questions to a person when he comes for his Yom HaDin. As Hashem, we should be Zeicha to Mizman HaMashiach. It won't even be after Lachamei Vesim. It will be in this world of Bekara of the Gula. As the questions that are asked are, were you Mekayim your Tafkid in the world? Every person was put here with a Tafkid. And some questions, we understand it's our tafkid in the world. The marshal, we ask on certain things. Did we learn? What did we learn? Did we learn bi'iyun? Other questions, were we nasata v'naisim be'amuna? Did we do business? Did we earn our money properly? These are basic questions that every person is their tafkid. But one of the questions that are asked are sipisa l'yeshua. Did you live your life hoping for the gula should come? As this is a chiddush to us, that this is our tafkid in the world, this is something that we should be focusing in, and many of us, unfortunately, are not so connected. It's a little bit hard for us to be sipisa l'yeshua. As why is this such a crucial point? Va'oid, how can I do this? How can I, if it's, I'm going to be asked, how do I come to a darga of sipisa l'yeshua? As I really think it's not so hard to come to if you understand what it is. Why is it so crucial, sipisa l'yeshua? As the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, says that someone who's not maimin in Olam HaMashiach and Olam Haba, and he's not mechaka l'biyosai, he's a koifer in Torah's Moshe, because it speaks about it. It's a chsaron in his emunah. As the Brisk Rav, the Chofetz Chaim, were medayik this Rambam. And the question is I can understand if you don't believe in it, it's a chsaron in your emunah. But why, if you're not mechake libiyosoi, why is it a chsaron in your emunah? As l'choira, the hezmer is ba'ifen zeh. If you knew you did a lottery, you won the lottery, and you won. You're waiting for your billions of dollars. Is it an avoida for you to be mitzape to the day that you become a billionaire? There are people that they're making a trip. They're counting down the days to their Bein Hazmanim trip. A chosid in kala. Is it an avoida for them to be mitzape for their chasna? If it is, there's a problem there. Of course, every day they're excited. They're looking forward to this excited moment in life. Gu'ula, Olam Haba, Yemois HaMashiach, is Mocha Hashem Dima Me'al Koponim. A person will not shed a tear. There won't be any more pain. There'll just be Simcha that will grow more and more and more. We live in a world where there's so many challenges, where there's so many difficulties, whether it's Parnosa, whether it's Shidduchim, whether it's family, whether it's Brios. Of course we look forward to the world where everything will be good for us. A sipisa l'yeshua is not an avoida to be ma'ar the feeling. The feeling is so natural. What is it to think? Open up our hearts and mind. What is Mashiach? Mashiach is the zman where Hashem will be there with us. Hashem will take care of us. Hashem's kulay baruch, kulay atova. Kula there for us. There won't be any tsaris. Everything will be good. I won't be sipisa l'yeshua. Of course I'll be sipisa l'yeshua. As that's what the Rambam says. If you're not sipisa l'yeshua, it means there's something you don't really believe it's going to happen. And we all believe. As what are we just missing? A little bit of thought. Ubefrat, you have to be madgish. The Chofetz Chaim Yosef Yomov told Rebbe Chanan that tell everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work, that lo yidach mimenu nidach. Don't think there's only going to be a few people that are going to make it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us, so many of us, be choyza b'tshuva and be zeicha b'rachamim. So many of us are going to make it to this time. Don't be worried. As this is the first nekuda, the avelus, there's two kinds of avelus. I'm sad about something that happened in the past that I can never have back. That's not what the avelus on the Churban. That's not the avelus on Tisha B'Av. the avelis in the korban is we miss so much that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought us so much toiv. We start off Eicha, what happened to Klal Yisrael? How can we be in such a matziv? And we finish off Eicha, we sum it up, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. It's because we're not close to you. We don't have you. That's why there are so many saras in the world. As Hashem, bring us back. It's an avelis of a missing someone who we were so close to. Being around them was so special. I want them back. And boy b'mida, we're mechazik our sipisa liyeshua. We're mechazik our giguim for Hashem, our rotzim to connect to Hashem. Boy b'mida we zeicha that he'll be megalatos Hashem silcha yad yiminecha, and he'll be there to bring Yeshua iskulas ba'ifin prati uba'ifin klali l'kol klal Yisrael. As during this time of the 3 weeks and Tisha B'av, it's a time to try to be mechazik in our tefillah v'semach David. Yeshuascha kivisi, please Hashem, I need so much Yeshua's to reach out with our hearts. The Chavetz Chaim said in his time, all the simani gula are here. Hashem just waiting for vayitzaku to call out enough tefillahs will bring the gula. We're so close. Number one, a Yeheshmei Rabba, to be mispal v'kavona, Yeheshmei Rabba mevarach, to bring a beautiful world v'kara for all of us. That's number one, to try to be machazik in this nekuda. Another nekuda is we know the Churban HaBayis was mishum sinas chinam. As in order to bring Hashem back, we have to think what caused Hashem to go away. How can we be misakin it? And if we do a tikkun, we're showing Hashem, we want you back. As the biggest way, you throw a person out, you have to bring him back, you have to know how you threw him out. As it was with sinas chinam. As when we think about working on sinas chinam, as we think of so many people I have to work on, so many things I have to change. As there's a Rabbeinu Yoinin Avis that says a klal on the Mishnah. Ezu derech sheyibut ba'adam, chaver toiv, shochin toiv, lev toiv. He asks, why one thing? This tayag mitzvahs. As he says, all you have to do is take on one project of doing chesed, of being good to one person. And from that, you'll change your entire life, the entire way that you act to people. As let's take on one project of avas chinam. Who should we take on, if I could make a suggestion, to a spouse, to a husband, to a wife? One of the stories that was Goyim the Churban was a wife who she liked someone who was studying by her husband. She went off to marry him, and the husband had to work for them because he didn't have money. He had to borrow money from the person who she married. And when he was bringing them the food and he saw his old wife together with the student of his, the tears came out and he pashut cried when he served them food. Al zeh nigzar achorben. As the sinas chinam was not only afar from home, it's in the house. Let's be machazik. We have a chover toiv in our bayis. Let's be machazik in shalom in our bayis. It was once a gadol that said that the best kabbalah to be a good husband is to think every day, how could I be a good husband? How could I be a good wife? How I could be good to the person next to me? Just thinking about it, and even, I'm not saying there are problems, there are problems in shalom bayis, of even when you have good shalom bayis, everything you do, it's a focus on being good to someone. And not because I'm going to get back, not because she's going to give back to me if I'm good to her. I just want it to be good for them. I want it to be good for her. It says that if you misameh chosin v'kala, yiboina achas michur basay shal Yerushalayim. Because the churbans from sinna, building a bias, the shechina that shayra, the yud of the ish, the hay of the isha, it brings shechina into the bias. Every tikkun brings shechina into the world. It's boina churban. As Aisha appreciates that her husband should appreciate her. It's not enough to say the food is good, the house is clean. to make it more personal, say, it's amazing how much effort you put into it. I appreciate what you do for me. Those compliments are mamish. They pour water on the nefesh, on a thirsty nefesh. It lifts her up. Va'oid. Many husbands have that the wives will tell them this issue, this problem. Some of them could lose patience listening to them. A wife is not giving over the news that she has to say Dvarim Chadashim. She could say the same thing over and over again. What she needs is for you to feel for her, to understand her, be there for her, to be Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiroi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Reb Simcha Zissel speaks, the Tchil of the Gula was when he was Noisei Ba'olim Chaveiroi. He went out, he cared for the Yidden. Let's be Noisei Ba'olim Chaveirenu, in Eishes Bisecha. To really feel and hear her out, listen to her, understand the pain, try to be mechazik her after you understand. These are simple chasodim that can enhance, and it's such an avas chinam. It's being good to a person, thinking what they need. And that will be mesakin, the sinas chinam. You'll see, you won't only be a better husband, you'll be a better person in life. You'll see, you'll enhance your relationship as a husband, your husband-wife relationship, your father-child relationship, and your relationship with everyone around you. And you'll bring Hashroah Shechina into your bayis, onto you, and in the world around us. Those are the two nekudas we spoke about, to be mechazik together, this Tisha B'Av. See, peace of the Yeshua, to call out to Hashem, we need you. And avas chinam u'befrat in shalom bayis, to focus in on being better. We've pointed out two ways to try to be a better husband and do it. Hashem, I want to be mesakin. I want to bring you close. Ayidei zeh, there should be hashrosh shechina, beautiful bracha, and beautiful yeshuas and gulas in kulanu.